Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, summer is upon us, you may have noticed.
It is, yes.
And now for several years, we have talked about the fact that United Way has meal programs for children in the summer. And this thing has been growing. This started kind of as a limited thing, and it still is, but I mean, it has certainly grown over the past few years.
We tweak it a little bit every year, but yes, it is growing, and we're very proud of the partnerships that we're working to achieve what we do in this program. It is the USDA program, so it's the same funds that where kids receive free and reduced lunch in school. We get to feed them during the summer when they're out of school.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the program you have in Quinlan here in a moment, which is probably the best known thing, most visible thing, but you've already started providing meals for children in Commerce.
Commerce got out of school this year early, so yes, we started 21st of May, which seems like not even close to summer, but it really is. We've been feeding at two sites in Commerce, Presbyterian Church on Monroe and the Norris Community Center in on Ross Avenue.
In what's called the Norris Community.
Correct.
And what time of day is that?
They're both 11 to noon, and the meals have to be eaten on site. That's the stipulation, and it's for children 18 and under. So there's no application, no registration. Any child that shows up that's 18 and under comes in, receives a free meal.
Mm-hmm. So that's 11 o'clock. I guess that's lunch?
Yes, it is a lunch meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you do any, I know in Quinlan you do some educational things. Do you do some educational things?
It's a little bit more limited at the churches. We provide coloring pages, and a lot of the volunteers that we have are retired teachers. Uh-huh. So they are very engaging. Coloring pages, books, they encourage them to, you know, color this page and work out this problems and bring it back tomorrow and show me what you did. So
yeah. Now we should say Commerce ISD also has some programs.
They do. They are at the schools. So we've tried to make ours more accessible to, say, the other side of basically Culver, because they're both on Culver.
Right. So this is going to be starting in Celeste June 4th. And
Celeste and Greenville will be at J. Lou Park, and then we'll be at the football field. Yes, the football field in Celeste. We've got the second mobile learning cafe coming to Celeste this year.
And so let's go ahead and talk, and we'll come back to talking about Greenville in a minute. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the mobile learning cafe, and that's the thing we've referred to in Quinlan that you've been doing for several years.
It's our third year at the mobile learning cafe. It is a partnership with Quinlan ISD. They actually own the bus. We provide the meals and some of the activities and that kind of thing. But it's a very, very visual presentation. So yes, that's what most people see.
Yeah. We're talking with Frances Dalby with the Hunt County United Way. So the Mobile Learning Cafe is a bus that has been converted, and you provide meals and you do have some educational activities.
They are so engaging with the kids, and they've just got so many activities. They play board games. We tried to go high tech, and it just really didn't work as well. So they play, you know, card games and board games and just very old school learning.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't start, though, until July 9th.
Correct. They have a great program with their summer program. So their summer school runs in tandem with their ACE program. So up and through July, the first part of July, they're still kind of in school full time, the kids that need that.
Uh-huh. And then you pick it up on July 9th.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So then we come back to Celeste starting June 4th, and this is where you have your second mobile learning cafe. And we talked about this sometime back. Was it the Celeste ISD?
Celeste ISD donated the bus. Yeah. And so we've been working diligently to tires and batteries and all of that fun mechanical stuff. It will not be as pretty as the Quinlan bus this year, but we did receive a grant, so we're very excited. We think we can make it a very nice presentation.
Mm-hmm. And probably even next year, even more so.
Yes, it will not be pretty this summer, but next summer, we're too close to the date at this point.
Yeah. And then the Greenville program also starts June 4th?
Yes, and that one's at J. Lou Park, just right next to the library.
And that's where they have the splash pad.
The splash pad. Yeah. And there's no charge for the splash pad, and there's no charge for the meals. So any parent that wants to bring their kids out to have a fun day, they can come and start the splash pad as early as they want. Meals are served there from 11:30 to 12:30, and then they can stay as long as they'd like. So,
And the library is involved in some way and offering some things.
Right, we have a mutually beneficial relationship because they have some great programs there as well.
Sure. We're almost out of time. How many kids did you all serve last year?
Well, we served 10,000 meals approximately. Boy. So 10,000 meals is a lot of meals.
That's a lot.
So we're pretty proud of that.
And you get U.S. Agriculture Department funding?
Yes.
Through the state?
Yes, through the state. We get reimbursed on the meals that we serve to the kids 18 and under.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be busy some.
It is.
Yeah. Francis, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Francis Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition, and your station 88.9 KETR.